Every day from 9 o'clock in the morning to after midnight, Mr. Wang parks his truck in an inner city Beijing alley, waiting for locals to bring him cardboard and plastic bottles.
I organize it and bring it to a collection company.
Customers, mostly middle-aged or elderly, arrive with their trolleys or electric scooters filled with recyclable materials. Mr. Wang buys 1 kilogram of cardboard for 40 cents. Most customers collect the materials throughout the week and leave with about $2 each. For one customer, it's slightly more.
$4, enough for a pack of cigarettes.
Informal waste collectors like Mr. Wang are the backbone of China's recycling industry. And that's a problem, because much of what's collected will be sold to small workshops where it's cheaply processed, very often ending up polluting the land and waterways. Ma Jun, a Beijing-based environmental activist, explains.
Some of them are not sorted out. They are very dirty plastics and dirty papers, some contaminated, and some even contains some hazardous chemicals.
But now, that could be about to change. In an effort to clean up its environment, China has banned the import of 24 types of foreign waste. Since January this year, the country's hungry manufacturing industry is now looking elsewhere for raw materials to recycle, and domestic recycling companies are keen to fill demand. Fang Hao is the chief executive of cardboard collecting startup Xiendo. He says the ban is spurring China to use its own waste more efficiently.
This ban is an encouragement and incentive to make the domestic industry more efficient.
His company's team of trucks collects cardboard from businesses in Beijing. Mr. Fang says the price of cardboard has increased by almost 80% since the foreign waste ban was announced last year.
With less imports, national paper companies are looking for more sources, so the price has become more expensive.
Once filled with cardboard, his trucks arrive at a processing center on the outskirts of Beijing. Warehouses the size of football fields are crammed full of cardboard and other waste. Environmental activist Ma Jun says China's own waste consumption has been climbing in recent years, and it can barely process its own materials, let alone those of other countries.
Chinese urban residents have been generating increasing volume of all this local garbage, and every year the annual growth rate is quite solid and remains to be very high. Hundreds of Chinese cities, two-thirds of them, have been surrounded by the garbage hills.
But more than cardboard, China is drowning in plastic. The country generates about a third of global plastic waste. Feng Juan, from bottle vending machine company Income Recycle, says her company wants to change that by using smartphone technology to safely collect and process recyclable plastic.
In our system, you can see clearly where we collect bottles, where they go, and the whole process. Through this system, we avoid second-hand pollution.
Experts say bigger players like Income Recycle and Xiendo can afford to meet the country's new environmental standards. But Ma Jun says the transition from smaller players like Mr. Wang won't happen overnight.
Take some time for this channel to be built, to better access, better process the local waste.
But already sole trader Mr. Wang feels there's less room for middlemen like him. He says business is struggling, and he worries his days taking out Beijing's rubbish are numbered.